The Power FM Brekkie Show.
I'm very excited for this weekend, Jules.
Yeah, that's right. The Ironman 70.3 back in Ballarat this year.
We're hugely chuffed to have it here in Ballarat. It's a worldwide event and we've got someone joining us on the phone to talk about it. An Ironman, someone who I think is an aspirational person to live up to, Jules, because when I looked into what they do in these events, oh my God, it's terrifying stuff. Luke Bell, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very good morning. Thank you.
Now, Luke, you're coming to Ballarat this weekend for the Ironman 70.3. Are you competing or are you just going to be onlooking this year?
No, competing this year, so it's good. We've got the final race for the year. As you said, it's part of the worldwide series, so it's all a matter of, I guess, qualification points for us in terms of qualifying for the World Championships, which for this distance, or the 70.3 distance, is next year in Chattanooga. In USA, so a fair few, both professionals and age groupers are competing to try and qualify for that.
Yes. Now, I've been fairly pleased with myself this week because I've started riding my push bike to work and it makes me feel like a massive athlete. But then I was reading about the different legs of the Ironman and your swim is as long as my bike ride, twice as long as my bike ride. No, your swim's about the same length as my bike ride.
Yeah, it's definitely a grueling event, but you know, credit to yourself for doing that bike ride on a little BMX. you know, it does make it a little bit tougher than the equipment that we use.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we all do. People sort of tend to see the old Ironman fraternity as a crazy bunch of people.
Yeah.
But I know I think everyone's out there. They enjoy themselves, and it's for an individual sport. It's pretty good camaraderie out there, and you know, it's as close to, a team sport as you can say. You train with groups, training squads.
And, yeah.
Everyone helps each other get to the finish line.
How much training are you doing, like on a daily basis?
For myself, probably daily basis, you're looking at between 5 and 8 hours a day.
Oh, my God.
2 to 3 sessions a day.
That's crazy.
It's a full-time job.
Yeah, it is actually. But, you know, in saying that, it could be worse. My bad day at the office is when it's rainy and a little bit cold, where, you know, I actually could be stuck behind a desk. Been lucky enough to not see a winter in, or a full winter in 15 years. So,
oh, how good is that?
The time between summer here and then we jet off to summer in San Diego in California.
Yeah. So,
yeah, life could be worse. You don't hear me complain too much.
Yeah, that's
so
the dream.
I'm guessing then Ballarat a couple of years ago, I mean, you came second, which is a massive feat. It might have been a bit of a shock to the system with how cold it was in summer.
Yeah, I do remember that day, actually. It was a little bit brisk.
And wet and just wind.
The other good one is getting photos from friends during your winter as well, when you get a little bit of snow and the ground cover, and I just think, trying to run around Lake Wendouree there would be very, very awful.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you're probably following Ballarat weather closely at the moment, but you guys have lucked out because today we've got an awful day of like 15 degrees and showers, but then Sunday's looking magnificent, partly cloudy, 23.
Yeah, I was saying 23, that's nearly lay the towel out by the lake and get down in the speedos for a bit of Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Don't you worry.
In Ballarat it is.
I'll be there in my bikini getting a tan on. Don't you worry. It is definitely going to be fantastic. Now, you've got a couple of little ones as well. Are they coming up with you to cheer you on?
Yeah, the full family's there, and we've actually got a couple of my wife's cousin and their family live in Ballarat, so we're going to head down tonight and hit the town as such, as much as you can with a couple of little kids.
Yep.
And then enjoy the weekend down there, and a lot of friends and other people competing will head down, I dare say, later this afternoon.
Fantastic.
We're going to be seeing a lot of fit-looking people in Ballarat this weekend, yes, by the sounds of things, Jules. Something I am curious about is usually these events, the swimming parts are usually in the ocean, whereas here in Ballarat it's in Lake Wendouree. Does that change anything? Like, are you less buoyant in the lake? Does that modify your swim time or any different training you got to do for that?
Yeah, it is a little bit less buoyant due to the not as much, you know, no salt water in there. But I guess with the cooler temperatures, we're allowed our wetsuits to swim in. But the lake itself, there's only a couple in the world that I know of and have raced on. It's that compares is one of the nicest swim because we actually follow the rowing lane lines.
Yeah.
So you talk about a metre under the water, you've got the rowing lane lines where, so you don't actually have to lift your head up and sight any buoys for pretty much the entire swim, which is pretty nice.
All right. So it's like, I'll tell you what, it is a bit of a treat swimming in the lake because we as locals, we just see signs saying, no, you're not allowed to swim in the lake. Don't even think about it. And then when you guys come to the town.
They make the allowance and they go, yeah, yeah, fine. It's totally cool.
In you go, guys.
Although with the amount of rain we've been having lately, I've been looking at, like as I've been doing my laps of the lake, it has been looking spectacular lately. Nice and clear, just beautiful. So you're in for a treat this Sunday.
Yeah, I look forward to it. I think everyone else is, for me, growing up down in Portland, and I think I did the Sun Smart Triathlon series as a kid. So we did some nice sprint races down around the area, and can, you know, there's a few friends that still live around there. So it's always nice to get back and relive the old days as such.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we can't wait to see you. This Sunday is when the Ironman 70.3 kicks off around Lake Wendouree. Good luck, Luke. Are you sure you're going to do everybody very proud?
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for joining us.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.